It's been a whole year since auto workers went on strike at the big three, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. For 6 weeks, the United Auto Workers Union played hardball and emerged with historic raises and new job protections. But today, auto workers still face uncertainty. NPR's Andrea Hsu traveled to Ohio to see how things are going.
When I was last outside the Stellantis Jeep plant in Toledo, Ohio last October, the gates were locked, the parking lots were empty, striking workers guarded every entrance. Well, on my return visit this week, a totally different scene. The plant's humming, trucks are bringing in supplies, and outside are rows and rows of brand new Jeeps, fresh off the assembly line.
All those Wranglers you see there are all manufactured here, and then they bring them over to the shipping yard and they get loaded onto the trains.
I'm with Jim Cooper, who builds those Wranglers. We're returning to the spot where I met him last year on the picket line, back when he was optimistic about the contract talks.
We're definitely making progress, so I'm going to keep having faith. We want to see it delivered, but I'm happy with how things are going so far.
This week, Cooper was in a totally different mood.
Yeah, so this is the lowest the morale's been in the 11 years since I've been here.
We sit in his Ram and talk about what's happened since workers ratified their record contract with those 25% raises. Wages are up, but things are not good.
Since the strike, Stellantis has been operating like they're in recession cut mode.
And here's why. In the first half of this year, profits at Stellantis were down nearly 50% compared to last year. Their cars aren't selling like they have been the last few years. Their CEO, Carlos Tavares, blamed it on a convergence of factors. Operational problems, marketing problems among them.
This is a bump on the road that we are now fixing and that we are going to fight.
And part of that fight is cost-cutting. Next month, Stellantis is expected to lay off as many as a couple thousand workers at a truck plant outside Detroit. And remember Belvedere? That's the plant in Illinois that the UAW got Stellantis to agree to reopen. It was a major win for the union. A new mid-sized truck was to be built there. Now Stellantis says that's on hold. Jim Cooper is skeptical it'll happen at all.
They said it's just a delay, but the original timetable they gave for the delay is outside of the contract that we're in.
The news sent a chill through Stellantis workers all across the Midwest. If the company can go back on Belvedere, what else might it do? The UAW is fighting the delay, filing grievances, and even threatening another strike over it. But in Toledo, Cooper says, workers are wondering whether more cuts are coming. Over the past few weeks, assembly lines have been halted.
They shut us down for 2 days each week.
For what's called an inventory reduction shutdown, too many Jeeps sitting on dealer lots. It's quite the reversal from last year, when demand for cars was so high, people were routinely working 60 hours a week. And what that means for Cooper is that even with a big pay bump since the strike,
it doesn't feel like I got a huge raise. The rate's nice, but losing overtime is a big hit.
These setbacks don't surprise Merrick Masters, professor emeritus at Wayne State University.
It's not that I'm a great forecaster, but if you look at the fact this industry is historically very cyclical.
And he says carmakers are in a tough part of that cycle with the complicated and costly transition to EVs. Plus, the car buying frenzy that began when Americans were flush with pandemic cash, that was never going to last forever. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.